Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, that socialist, kleptocratic sellout to the New World Order, John Boehner, that's how he pronounced his name. We're not going to go under his mind control and call him Boehner anymore because he tells us to, has gone off on the right, as he calls it. He means the House Republican libertarians that don't want to fully destroy America and care about their children and grandchildren. This is the same Boehner who will not help the House Republicans get rid of Obamacare. This is the same Boehner that constantly plays golf with Obozo. You might as well have Nancy Pelosi replacing. And this is the establishment, folks. They don't just own the Democrats at the leadership level. They own the Republicans. And remember, it was the rhinoceroses, the Republicans in name only, the rhinos, that helped write the health care bill along with the Democrats. And who was their person on the committee putting it together? You know who? Dr. Death Panel. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel. What a pig-like monster. And we would say, hey, the bill has death panels in it. No, it doesn't, crazy nutballs. And then as soon as it passed, they're like, oh, we are going to kill your grandmother. It is so incredible to see the communists collapse every country they run. And then they'll call themselves communists now. It's progressive and liberal and all the rest of stuff. Because we saw what they did in the Soviet Union, North Korea, everywhere else. Communist China had to reform and be somewhat free market, or they would have collapsed. 80-something million people died during them trying to be commies. And they just want to do it here under another name with this unnatural imperial corporate system where they're offshore lobbying to have communism here that they're exempt from. Bill and Melinda Gates pay zero taxes. Google pays 3% taxes. General Electric pays zero taxes. All these big corporations and all these big rich guys pay almost nothing because they wrote the stinking fraudulent laws. And I know I harp on this, but I mean, Warren Buffett is the biggest recipient of the bailout, of the stimulus. It goes on and on. In the first round of the bailout, he got $45 billion. And all total, one way or another, his banks have gotten stimulus and QE. A few years ago, I saw the number, just like 3 years into it. It was something like $400 billion. Or so. I mean, it's just blows the mind that a guy who lobbies everywhere in ads and print and sponsors ABC This Week on Sundays. I mean, look at the end. It's sponsored by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Warren Buffett funds in that. He's part of that. And he'll be on there just every time I see it going, we need to raise taxes on the rich people, people making over $100,000 a year, who already pay 40%. It doesn't matter. I mean, the poor folks, most of them end up being poor and staying poor because they're not bad people. They're not even so much stupid. They're just incredibly gullible. And they go buy lottery tickets and think that's going to fix their life. And it's the same crowd. And you know, I sit here and I watch this. I told you Obamacare was on purpose a screw job. I told you it wouldn't work on purpose. Dr. Blaylock said it first. Total expert, total genius, studying collectivist. And you notice now every new permutation doesn't work. And the paper versions you're supposed to mail in, they go, oh, I did sign up. And then months later you go and you're not signed up. It's all a galactic level fraud. It's a total false reality of fraud within fraud within fraud within fraud. And because of Industrial Revolution and computers, the normal laws of civilization have been suspended, so you can still have enough largesse to feed everybody and have baubles, but the real wealth, the liberties, the freedoms, the health, the mental health is going out the window. And we are going to see bizarro manifestations of evil. John B. Wells is in studio coming up. Huge news straight ahead. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got New York police running around breaking into people's houses and knocking bird cages to the ground and stomping on parakeets on purpose. We've got D.C. police caught with child pornography and child sex rings, then being found dead in the river, not suicide, boys and girls. You've got senators, chief of staff put on leave following child pornography allegations. And we've got similar reports of this all over the air. We have been overtaken by the most demonic miscreants you can imagine, taking over every major institution. It's not the Senate that was evil. It's not the Catholic Church that you could say was evil. It's not the Baptist Church you could say that's evil. It's evil getting into these institutions and using the cover of authority to be able to abuse people. And it's our denial about it, government corruption, corporate corruption, our own personal corruption of not spending enough time with our families, not being civically involved. It is all of our collective corruption that has allowed this to go on. And now our country is close to $18 trillion in debt. We've been signed on and mismanaged by design to financially collapse us like a third world country to the IMF and World Bank. But we've been signed on to 640 plus trillion of 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. And that's four-year-old or three-and-a-half-year-old USA Today numbers that I checked with economists, several economists, and they said no one can tell exactly, but that was an accurate number then. It's far worse now. I'm going to say that again. The United States has been signed on to 640 plus trillion dollars of the global derivative overhang of 1.5 quadril. Or basically, the U.S. has been signed on to a little bit more than a third of 1,500 trillion. And since then, if you look at the graphs, they've leveraged it up. So my chalkboard math would be we're looking at about 2,010 trillion. A few weeks ago when I looked at the numbers in the graph and then compared it to that. And, of course, when you're talking about these numbers, it doesn't even matter anymore. This is Weimar Republic-type inflation in the fiat currency race to the bottom. In fact, there's a headline right there out of Reuters. Competing global derivatives rules could lead to chaos. Failure to thrash out a common supervision of the $640 trillion global financial derivatives industry will split markets and bump up costs and end users, a top regulator said on Monday. And that was from December of this year. I guess that was from a few days ago, December 9th. By the way, that number is grossly low. And I guess they just what the guys do is they search whatever I say. Like I said, that CFR report by the Hart-Rubin Commission came out 9 months before 9/11. They searched it. There it was, 9 months before 9/11. I don't know how I remember that. And then they hear me talk about $640 trillion in U.S. derivatives. That is derivatives they claim that we've backed up and too good to fail. Too good to fail. Too big to fail. I'm thinking of the Liberty Movement. We're too good to fail. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we really have got to be too good to let these globalist scumbags run our lives. So my whole point is, if you go to drudgereport.com, we'll put it on screen for TV viewers, Boehner, John Boehner, goes off on the right and says this is ridiculous. That's the Business Insider headline, and the National Journal is also reporting on it. It's ridiculous that they don't want to reach a budget deal where they... And I'm going to break this down, where they massively increase the debt by 60-plus billion and then cut it by less than half of that. I mean, this is a type of games they're playing, literally polishing silverware and rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic an hour after it hit the iceberg. I mean, the ship is leaning over, about to go under, and these people are polishing silverware. Of course, they're not really polishing silverware. They're blackmailed over corrupt business deals, over mistresses, like they don't trust you in the New World Order at the higher levels unless you like to rape little kids. I mean, let's just, in fact, the word is from top experts that have exposed it and proven it in court, like John DeCamp, the former senator, was that you don't even get into the mid-level echelon unless you like to hurt children. Or at least involved in the trafficking of them. And then at the higher levels, well, you know what, historically, what have they always said? Don't be out after dark. Don't be near the castle, kids. Every culture said, don't go near the castle. Ancient China, ancient Transylvania, and Romania, and Hungary, ancient Rome, ancient England. They're always digging up dead kids at palaces in England. Don't get near. There's vampires. They're not really vampires. They're demonic, horrible, predatory, psychopathic humans like John Wayne Gacy, who like to bury little kids, you know, after he tortured them for days in his basement. And his wife was so incredibly in denial, she just kept saying, what's the horrible stink? What's the horrible stink? Oh, it's nothing, honey. It's nothing, honey. And see, now we have these John Wayne Gacy's just running around with nuclear weapons, starting wars, spiking our water with poison, doing all this other garbage. And all you've got to do is admit what's happening. We told you 5 years ago that Xbox, when they first came out with an interactive system, was tracking everything you do. and was surveilling you because it had already been leaked then. Now it's all confirmed. 1% of what Snowden put out. Notice, please, if you're a new listener, you can go out on the internet and you can find archives of our shows all over the place at archive.org. You name it, one of the first places to be doing it like 12, 13 years ago. We've been on the air almost 19 years now. It'll be 19 years, middle of next year. And you can go find shows from 1996. And you can hear me laying it all out. And what I want to explain here is, folks, this stuff is all on record already. It's on record. DARPA and MIT created the internet to control everybody and to have a, quote, godlike, omnipresent surveillance system. It's on record that every phone call, fax, you name it, has been tracked and recorded and turned into a text document since 1990. That was in congressional hearings in the mid-1990s. Okay, we know the transatlantic cables tapped. We know it's so frustrating. We know from the training that they're training police for war with the American people and to mow down men, women, and children. And I'm going to get into that in a moment. We know. And so what I'm trying to get at here for everybody is things aren't going to be better trying to just polish a you-know-what. Trying to put perfume on a pig, lipstick on a pig. This is not going to work. You're going to have a real break with the system because the system is designed militarily to dehumanize and control and dominate. This is the most sophisticated thing the planet's ever seen. These globalists have the top scientists for hundreds of years developing systems of social control. They brought it to a very high level. From Germany, England, and the United States, that's who trailblazed it, Russia as well, Pavlov and others, and it has now been fused into a super science system. But if you become aware of it and fully pull out of their false reality they've tried to weave, you can break with it, at least at a spiritual and mental level. Physically, they're bombarding us, but they can only turn up the attack to a point that won't completely make the general public just lean up against the wall and, you know, stop moving. I mean, if they turn up the chemicals, the biologicals, the wavelengths, the radiologicals, the ultra-low frequency systems that are declassified to control those of us that are resisting it, and some evidence shows, and this happens in a lot of species, actually causing the opposite effect in us in many cases. If they turn it up too far, it'll be too obvious. So they're just, and for those that aren't resistant to this or immune to it partially, there's so many attacks, none of us are immune to all of it, but we're immune to certain parts of it by God's grace. If they turn it up to a high enough level, the general public would literally melt down, ladies and gentlemen. The social pressure, the economic pressure, the cultural pressure, the spiritual pressure. All the things they're doing, throwing everything they've got at humanity to break us and to turn us into biological androids to serve them for their pleasure. Because the globalists in their off time do exactly what you see in the movies Hostel. That's come out over and over again, but it's always back of the paper, and then the judge won't do anything, and there's a cover-up. Especially in France. Especially in the Netherlands. And other areas like that where you've got nice cultures that are naive, folks, they are literally, as we speak, torturing the living daylights out of men, women, and children for months and years on end. Their favorite thing is just to starve small children and take 3-4 years to kill them. And they feed on the begging, the pleading, the crying. And finally, when the soul's gone and they're wiped out and they've got what they call shark eyes, then they slit their throats. And this has come out in court cases, and then the governments have covered them up in Europe. There's a lot of famous cases. You can look them up. And this is what the judges and the police and all of them go and do. And they, a lot of times they just go stand in rooms while children beg and plead and cry. 2-3 years old is their favorite, 4 years old. The wailing of children is a demonic music and a satanic trance. And I'm sorry to have to tell you about all this, folks, but you can go look it up. See, now you're ready to hear all this. You now know the NSA spying on you. Now they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. See, they can't get your kid and drag them off and torture them and use them up, as they call it. They'd rather just see your child brain damaged than hurt. And when they walk around in businesses and stores, they enjoy their victims. They get off on it. They enjoy it. Warren Buffett and all of them. And I see you, Warren Buffett. I see you. And I don't fear you. I don't fear what you can do to my body. We are coming after all of you. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your knee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't
By the way, during the break, Nico brought in this article, I guess because they were doing a search, and I was talking about how they're putting things in the food, the vaccines, the water to dumb us down. Here's Fox News. Injection can cure PTSD in veterans. And see, they roll this out as anti-stress vaccines, you name it. There's a whole bunch of different classes. This one is basically a drug delivered into the spinal cord that basically you might as well just get electroshock. I mean, yeah, that'll make you forget stuff, too. It's called brain damage. But the issue here is that they're now developing in the last few decades, the holy grail in their testing, and they admit this, is a shot they give you, and it can even be in a regular vaccine they claim is for the flu. It goes in, and then viruses that are developed to only attack certain areas of the brain go in, and they can have them where they remove inhibition. They can have the viruses where in the average person they go in and reprogram you to be a nymphomaniac if you're a woman. These are some of the studies. They can give you viruses to completely brain damage you. And if you notice, if you saw the newborn movie, what was the name of the newborn movie that came out last year? No, it's the prequel. It's the latest born movie. And they give them virus injections to reprogram the brain. That's real, folks. And then if you don't have the drug that goes with it, you don't just become stupid, you die. And I was told this years ago. A lot of times I would have NSA people, telecom people, and this is all on record, bring me documents that I've shown on air that I've covered. That's where this all came from. And I remember it had to be about 13 years ago, one of the times, a man in a grocery store came up, and you could tell he was a serious, smart guy, and he goes, listen, I work in secret projects. I've heard you on the air, you know, talk about some of the stuff you have no idea. They've got special viruses that are basically biological nanotech that they can make super soldiers with, you name it, make people where they can march 100 miles with 100-pound packs. You've heard about hypnosis to turn off Olympic athletes' inhibition so that they can bench press 25% more. He goes, imagine that times 10. He goes, it's going on right now. And then like a year later, Wired Magazine came out with an article called The Marshall Plan about the 90-year-old at the time futurist who'd been there since it was the Department of War in the 40s. His last name's Marshall. That's why they call it the Marshall Plan, and how they had him on the drugs and the viruses, and it was all there. It's like so many times I learned something classified, and then a year or two or three, it's right out in the open. But then I was given more data than what even comes out in the declassification. Or they'll come out and announce all this stuff basically to acclimate you, like, oh, there's not going to be any more stress. You take this vaccine, and then you go read what the anti-stress vaccine is, and it's a virus that goes in and literally chews in to the areas of your brain connected to conscience, connected to memories. I mean, it's more advanced than electroshock therapy. I say that with quotes, running blue lightning across the frontal lobe of the brain hundreds of times, literally frying it. Because lobotomy, sticking an ice pick through the eye into the brain, got a little obvious that was just absolutely barbaric and brain-damaging people. So then they moved on to electroshock, and now they're moving on to viruses. In fact, they just pulled up an article from Nature. And we'll put that back on screen. Scientists create hybrid flu that can go airborne. H1N1 virus with genes from H1N1 can spread through the air between mammals. And guess what they're now reporting in China? H1N1 airborne and bird flu airborne. And then that's in my stack. Mega massive news. And I have talked to virologists and what's the kind of doctor that studies the cultures? My dad was talking to him, too, this morning because I've had family dying from the weaponized stuff that's out there. And the way you can tell when something's weaponized is that they're not talking about it or hyping it or fear-mongering or saying, get our vaccine. They're testing something. This is undoubtedly weaponized. And there's bacterial garbage going on, viral, and they're in combos. And the scientists can't even tell what it is because it's microplasms, folks. It's nanotech. It's biological nanotech. And I've read literally thousands of their papers on it. And talk to all the experts, and they're really gearing up for something big. That's all I can tell you. We're going to come back with brain-eating vaccines.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we didn't plan to come in with this music. It was just automated. But I tell you, it fits with the news that just broke seconds ago at InfoWars.com. Russia warns America will be basically nuked if they move the missile defense system into Eastern Europe and Ukraine. Russia warns America will be responded to with nukes. The headline, Russia warns America, we will respond with nukes. Deputy Prime Minister says Moscow preparing a response to U.S. plans for missile shield in Europe. It's obviously red-linked with the link to the official Russian news agency. Lawmakers push for billions to pay for questionable missile defense system. Notice Kurt had already covered that today. Cop who killed 13-year-old boy armed with plastic BB gun back on duty. I'm going to cover that article because sometimes a cop can see somebody with a toy gun and shoot them, and it's a sad thing that it happens, but they think they're in danger. And sometimes I'll research it and say that I think it's, you know, regrettable, but the officer did what they thought they had to do. This guy writes for SWAT magazine and had made some bizarre statements about how you got to be, you know, turn your mean on and you got to just take action, even if it isn't right. And just these guys are running around literally looking under tables and stuff like terrorists are there. And one reason I know this is I got into competitive shooting in college because one of my dad's friends was an Army guy. He was also a dentist, and he introduced me to it, Dr. Dillingham, really nice guy. And I got into it for a while after he introduced me to it, but I quit doing it because it was mainly tactical units that were going out to these things, and you maybe have a third of the people, civilians as they call us, even though they're civilians, and all the rest of the tactical guys, and you'd have one SWAT team there that were all nice and friendly and just, you know, really smart guys. You'd have a whole other police department would be there, and it was kind of either or each culture, who would literally be like cartoon characters that think they're commandos in movies, like Barney Fife on steroids, that are looking under tables and acting all weird and acting macho and getting mad if you shot better than them. And then actually kind of halfway threatening you, and then you think they're joking, and they're like, no, I'll kick your ass. You're just really mental patient types. And I look at this guy, and he looks exactly like them. I mean, you'd be out in the middle of nowhere on some thousand-acre shooting facility, you know, place in the hill country, or I'd go places up by Dallas, and there'd just be all these police departments out there, and I mean, they're living in fantasy land, folks. And I understand they go on these SWAT raids and stuff that are dangerous, but then they think old ladies are dangerous. They think, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, these are people that are kind of the fake tough. They're not the crazy brave. And you've got this case out in Sonoma County, and I've protested out there against Bohemian Grove. I've dealt with these cops, and they bug their eyes out at you, especially the deputies. Had the fire department, of all people, threaten us to get out of there when we were at a grocery store, come up to us and threaten us, and then cops waiting outside to see if we did something. I mean, they're a bunch of kind of California hillbilly thugs. This kid is out there with an airsoft, clear gun. It's clear and yellow, and it has black ends on it. And if you think somebody's got a gun because they're walking down the side of a rural road. That's a rural area out there where this happened, quasi-rural. I mean, I'd see getting behind your car and saying hands up or something. He just jumped out, said, turn around. Kid turns around, shoots him seven times. And then I went and read what the guy writes, and it sounds like, you know, you got to get your mean on. It doesn't matter what you do. Take action immediately. Any action is better than no action. Well, that's not true. Any action is better than no action? I have people routinely a couple times a year start a fight with me on the street or somewhere for no reason. And I'll just go, okay, mister, you're right, and do nothing. Doing nothing a lot of times is the best thing to do. And I'm telling you, I've been around these guys. They want to go out, and a lot of the cops get off on it. That's Bob. He's killed two people. Oh, it's so manly to be able to shoot somebody. It's like all these Defense Department people that were all chicken hawks in Vietnam and weren't in the military who are constantly writing articles about, we just ought to murder everybody and bomb the whole Middle East and... People like the Prince of Darkness, Pearl, at the Pentagon, who would go up to cocktail parties. This has been in the news, and tell good-looking women, you know, I kill a lot of people. I'm really powerful. An obese 400-pound wimp walking up to good-looking reporters and State Department people and saying, hey, baby, I kill people. They're just like, ugh. And that's kind of what this is like. And so I first saw this and thought, oh, that's a tragic story, until I read what he wrote in multiple articles and on forums. And this guy should not be a police officer, in my view, and he should not be the armorer for Sonoma County up there in Northern California. Beautiful wine country. Some of the prettiest places I've ever seen. And we've been out there demonstrating peacefully, and the cops literally have their batons bugging their eyes out at us when we're peacefully out there wanting to get the order to beat our heads in. So, I mean, it's weird. Like, guys in uniforms with clubs looking at other Americans that are promoting liberty with big handlebar mustaches, all, and nothing against them being gay, but you can tell about half of them are, you know, just absolutely, you know, whatever. And they're, like, into sadomasochism or masochism or something and they want to beat you up. I mean, it's just, you know, all real fetishized, just real weird, guys in tights that want to fight with you, but they want to do it when the odds are against you. You're out there nice, First Amendment, there's 200 of them. You're out there with 100 hippies that showed up to protest the globalist meeting in secret and making policy. And there's, I'm not saying this guy's gay. I'm just saying, you know, if you're looking at him and it's all, it's just too bizarre. I mean, it's just bizarre. It's bizarre because I'm not claiming I'm the toughest guy around or anything. But, you know, I've beat people's brains in with my own hands, started fights and stuff. And I'm ashamed of that. I don't tell those type of stories to sit there and, you know, feel like I'm a tough guy. I mean, you know, it's sad when you knock somebody over and on the ground with blood coming out of their ears and then they are in a coma. I mean, you know, it's but I see these guys and it's like high five after they do that to some guy that smarts off to them. And you're wimps. You're wimps. You want to do it in a controlled fashion where you can always win. I mean, why don't you go do one of these canned hunts where you shoot the tiger in the cage? That's basically the type of person you are. You're not warriors when you act like this. A warrior defends the innocent and justice and the peace and goes up against bad guys. You guys are so obsessed with your safety. It's this whole religion of our safety. Come home. Don't get killed. Meanwhile, you're being injected with deadly viruses. Meanwhile, the water's full of poison. Meanwhile, our name's being destroyed. Your pension funds have already been stolen. And people that try to go out and demonstrate for the First Amendment in Dallas, I gotta tell you, the Dallas police did not look like devils to me. They look like they're trying to be professional. Now, I'm not saying they're perfect, but then here comes the sheriff's department that looked like the most criminal, thug-like, central casting of a maximum security prison I have ever seen, pushing peaceful reporters up against metal fences saying move, knowing they can't move, choking them and bloodying their noses. A group of cowards with guns that want to beat up other men that did nothing to them. That is what I call a bully, coward, scumbag. Go read what this guy says. In fact, let me actually find the quote since I'm talking about it. And then I'm going to get, because I know the cops are that are all part of the system are going to take these shots. And I say you deserve it. You trust the system so much, police, that are evil police and serve an order. Go get your anti-PTSD shot. They've got literally hundreds of these that have already been developed, mainly viral-based, that will destroy your mind. You will now be a totally programmable zombie. What happened to Bob? He doesn't even like watching football anymore. He doesn't like bass fishing. All he does is play department training games, which are programming. I mean, it's just open rollout of mind control. Imagine a movie where the government takes over and they're giving people vaccines so they don't have stress anymore, so they're not upset that attack your brain. And then scientists find out are trying to warn the media and the bad guys are after them. They don't have to do it like that. They just roll it out and go, oh, we have anti-stress vaccines for your kids in school. They feed them a toxic diet. They give them video games, the toxic television, the toxic culture. Your kids act up. They put them on Ritalin. They put them on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They have more problems. Don't worry. Jenny's been cutting herself and harming herself because all the kid movies and books make it look like it's real cool. They don't point that out. And because of death education, the answer for your daughter is the Zycron 90 New Freedom shot. You know, that's what they'll call it. I mean, you can actually go read the names of these things in development, but it's stuff like that. I mean, they're putting out prescription amphetamines now. I took a screenshot of it the other day. Somebody will come get my phone off the floor there. I can actually show people. And it's literal Pentagon designed amphetamines just for the general public. For shift disorder. And then it went for like a minute and a half on this long radio ad I heard. It was 2 minutes long about how it would kill you and make you have heart attacks and make you hallucinate and make you insane. I mean, this is just total over the top. And they're all just rolling it out in front of everyone like it's no big deal. And I meant to find this drug ad. I actually did find it on YouTube and play it here. It's a couple minutes long. Where you think it's satire, but it's not. Let me read to you what the head armorer of Sonoma County said. Trying to find it here. Today is the day you may need to kill someone in order to go home. You cannot turn on the mean gene for yourself. Who will? Taking some kind of action, any kind of action, is critical, he wrote. And it goes on with his writings. Ladies and gentlemen, You turn your mean gene on when you know a predator's coming at you. I wanted to turn my mean gene on with those police in Dallas, with those sheriff deputies. But I knew my real mean gene knew to beat them politically and rouse the public to the threat. Because I want my life to be spent in something huge. I really want to win, not have some caveman fight with you out in the street. And I wish I could unlock your mind, but I know most of you have already gone too far. I can't. You're so on the power trip of the programming. We've lost you. Now, and that goes for the general public as well. But imagine they have all this instinctive shooting training. Video games were created so that they could get Vietnam troops to kill people instinctively. That's what paper targets popping up. Bad guy, you know, good guy, lady with a baby. Now they have lady with a baby is the bad guy, if you're told. Instinctive shooting, Homeland Security. Kill the woman with the baby in her arms. Kill the five-year-old boy. And that was confirmed by Homeland Security, and no one else picked it up. It was too extreme. No one could even believe that's what they're training for. They are training them to be absolute killers and get off on it and think it's manly to be absolutely shaking in fear with instinctive shooting. So you see a gun, and Pavlovianly, this is an armorer, folks. I've seen the gun in question. I mean, anybody's been to Target, you know this gun. With an orange tip, black, with a clear center. Kid turns around, he pumps 7 rounds into him, and then the Police One website celebrated his reinstatement. It wasn't like, well, we're sad for what happened, but it was, you know, understandable that he, you know, acted instinctively to protect himself, and we condolences to the family, but we think he's a good officer. It was like, welcome back, officer, great job. See, it's like you're on the team that's above the law. That's how the globalists are. That's how Warren Buffett and all the billionaires are. They're above the law. They have diplomatic immunity. And so the crimes are so much more legion now. Where I see reports now where they'll go to somebody's house and they'll shoot a chihuahua that's on a leash. I've done reports in Austin where they come to a house over a marijuana raid and don't even find marijuana in that one case because a neighbor said they smelled it next door. What a good neighbor. And the lab, because I don't do this with my lab, was actually chained up in the back kitchen. And the SWAT team came in, and the dog didn't even bark. You've seen the videos where cops pull people over, the door opens, a lab gets out, and they shoot the lab with its tail wagging. The famous video of the yellow lab. It was the same deal with the black lab. The lab gets up, and they shoot it over and over again in the head. And they go, well, it's instinctive shooting. Yeah. These are literally quick draw McGraw to the point of in New York, they reportedly, and I have it on screen, didn't like a parakeet squawking when they SWAT teamed the house over nothing, it turned out. So they kicked the bird on the ground and stomped on it. I mean, you see these guys, it's like empowered thuggery acting worse than Mexican police I've seen in Mexico or North Korean police I've seen on film. And you sit there and you see how they've mind-controlled them into this culture, and it's just all about them, while the system absolutely hates them. And then meanwhile, there's all these serious issues going on all around us. I'm not going to play the whole report, but since I mentioned this and now Fox News Today is out there promoting, and we'll put it on screen so you can see what they were promoting, just a screenshot of it, a shot or vaccines. Here's the headline. Vaccines for PTSD. Injection can cure PTSD. And this is just chemically doing it to the brain. But, folks, they have, yeah, there it is, headline, a vaccine for PTSD. Now they're coming out with another one. And that this is going to fix you. Ladies and gentlemen, they're rolling it out saying, it's good, the water's good, come on in. You know, eat the food's good. It's poison. This is literally the end of free will. This is a 13-minute report. It's on YouTube. It's brain-eating vaccines. I'm going to play just a few minutes of this to encourage you to go find it and watch it. This is from 3 years ago. Here it is.
Hundreds of different vaccines. They're really biological re-engineering live viruses that they inject into your body, and the live viruses go in and attack your brain. And they claim, oh, it's to stop drug addiction. those same receptor sites that pick up opiates and nicotine and alcohol pick up your normal endorphins. It's part of being a normal human being. Those drugs mimic that. And the viruses attack those receptor sites and kill them and create dead tissue. It is a vaccine-induced live virus lobotomy. Now they're coming out and saying the American people and the people of the world are sick. And major medical journals are saying we need to give everybody these shots to make them feel better, to stop having anxiety, to stop being angry. In other words, to take away your instinct for self-preservation, your will to survive, to make you accept all the bad things that are happening, to turn you into a biological android, a type of zombie. You cannot make this up. Please send this video to everyone you know. For God's sakes, understand how serious this is. This is a global scientific corporate takeover of life itself.
All right.
The globalists aren't just reengineering corn and wheat.
That's only a minute and a half in. I go on to say they're engineering humans, and then we show all the documents. And I told you, because these were in development then, I was reading research papers, they're going to roll them out as anti-stress and anti-PTSD, and now it's here. Do you understand? It'll be like, they get 20% off at Walgreens or CVS if you take the anti-stress vaccine. I tried it. I'm fine now.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. At theultimateknife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code LIBERTY to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women... are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets. But teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about an attack on free will. We're talking about vaccines for permanent brain damage, lobotomy, mind control. And they just roll it out like it's no big deal. And if we don't attack this now, I tried to attack it when they were developing it behind the scenes. Now they're rolling it out everywhere as, oh, you're unhappy about the world? Take this shot. Never be unhappy again. And it is so over the top that it's just like the NSA when I warned you about that. We could have stopped it 18 years ago. Now it's so ubiquitous, they just think you're done. And now it's going to be, yeah, my neighbor, he just doesn't really talk anymore. He still works and does whatever he's told. It makes you highly suggestible. They're literally, like in the movie Black Hole, where they're firing a laser into their brains to lobotomize them, and they're not androids, and the guy goes, that android has a limp and looks incredibly human. This is beyond body snatchers, beyond a science fiction movie. And I'm just here watching them go, oh, you take this shot with viruses that fix your brain. And I can't get people upset about it. On YouTube, when I put that video out, I showed all these documents and all this research that we did. A bunch of people made jokes because they've been culturally brainwashed and dumbed down and controlled. And it literally puts me into a rage because we're being soft-killed, we're being attacked. This is all really happening on record, and I just want to turn it around. I haven't gotten all the news. I haven't covered really any of the news yet. It's all massive. Russia threatening to nuke Europe or the U.S. if they put the missiles in up against their border, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis, we threaten to nuke them. This is the insanity of the establishment. We've got bubonic plague, killed 20 villagers in Madagascar. We're going to get into Colin Powell. Is coming out, basically endorsing single payer. It just gets worse and worse. We're going to be breaking it all down, but knowing is half the battle. New H7N1, new H7N9 bird flu, resist drugs without losing ability to spread. It just goes on and on. And knowing about this is good. We're not trying to be negative. The facts are facts. We've got to admit we've let a bunch of crazy people, a bunch of child molesters and devil worshippers and control freaks and scum take over. It always happens in history. It's happened again. This time they've got godlike weapons, and they're going to destroy us and themselves along with the whole planet. Oh, my gosh. I just can't even handle it anymore. By the way, we fund our operation with products that we produce that are high quality, like the new 1776 clothing line that's made in America. I'm really proud of it. Made in 1776.com, or just go to InfoWarsStore.com to find it. You've got like one more day to get the Pro Pure 20% off water filters at InfoWarsStore.com as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.